Instead of getting paracanus as I heres roimes in your mouth, and the serai mercopic the nikvas, pametalto. A deaf mute that performed transactions with metalton by using sign language or by using signals, or somebody else would signal to him and the heres would acknowledge he can do transactions in this way, then the serai says, even if he does not use sign language, if he just forms words with his mouth or somebody else forms words with their mouth and the heres would acknowledge this, any transaction that he does with metalton will be valid. Metalton are acted other than karka. Hapu'utos mecha mekach umem karam memker bametalton. Pu'utos is referring to children who understand a little bit about how to perform transactions. This is referring to children that are 7 or 8 years old if they are bright. If they are not as bright, it is referring to a 9 or 10 year old. Any sale or purchase that they make would be valid. The reason why the Chachamim were mitakin that pu'utos can perform transactions even though they are katanim, and sometimes katanim have necessity, they need to buy something, or they need to make a sale to make a little bit of money, so therefore the Chachamim were mitakin that a transaction that they do will be valid. If the transaction was not valid, nobody would want to buy or sell anything to them. Meseches Gittin Perek Hey Mishmachet Behelu Dvarim Amru Mitznei Darkishon. The following takanas were made by the Rabbanan in order to keep the peace. Kohen Kore Rishon Ba'acharav Levi Ba'acharav Yisrael Mitznei Darkishon. A Kohen is called up first to the Sefer Torah, followed by a Levi, followed by Yisrael, in order to keep the peace. As even though Midaraita, a Kohen has to be called up first, as the Pasuk says, V'kidashto, we are mechuyah to be mechavei Kohenim. But Midaraita, if the Kohen wants to be mocho and allow somebody else to be called up instead of him, he would be allowed to do so. But there are abundant where we're talking that the Kohen cannot be mocho. This Kabbalah, we always have to call up a Kohen first in order to keep the peace. As if the Kohen was mocho, his Kabbalah to one person, other people will fight and they will say, why is he being mocho, his Kabbalah to this person, and allowing that person to be called up and not myself, or vice versa. So therefore, the Kohen is always called up first. Ma'arvin bebayis yashan mipnei darkishon. When we make an Erev Chatzeres, an Erev Chatzeres is when there are a number of houses open to a common courtyard. It is awesome with our abundance to carry from a private house into this common courtyard. Unless you make an Erev Chatzeres, which is that everybody who owns a house in this courtyard puts bread in one of the houses. Now, if the Erev Chatzeres is put generally in a specific house, you cannot change the place of the Erev and to put it into a different house because of Darkei Shalim, that people will think no Erev was done over here when they see that the Erev is not in the house that they usually put it in, and they will think that the people are carrying here without an Erev, and it will cause fights. Bor shehu karav la'ama mitmalei rishoyin mipnei darkei shalom. The pit that is closest to the stream could fill up his bor first because of darkei shalom, which is when there is a stream that is flowing towards a number of people's fields, and each person has a bor in their field that they want to fill up from the stream. And when a person fills up his bor from the stream does not continue to flow to the other fields until the person stops filling up his bor. So the Chachamim said, the bor that is closest to the beginning of the stream, he could fill up his bor first, followed by the people that are living downstream. Metsudos chaya va'ofos v'dogim yesh behem mishum gezel mibnei darkei shalom. Somebody who sets traps to capture chayos and ofos and dogim, there is gezel from those traps, as nobody would be allowed to take the chaya open dog that is trapped in that trap because of darkei shalom, even though a person is not actually kone the chaya open dog in his trap. If his trap is a flat trap, as if his trap is a receptacle, then he would be kone, and this would be a kinin chaser, since the chaya open dog went into his trap, it would be kone. But here we are talking about a flat trap that he is not kone with the kinin chaser. Even so, the Chachamim said that nobody can take the chaya oaf and dock from that trap because of darkei shalom. It would start fights. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi said if somebody would take the chaya oaf and dock from the trap, that would be Gezel Gomer, not just Mipnei darkei shalom. And the difference between Gezel Gomer and darkei shalom is that according to Rabbi Yossi, if somebody would take the chaya oaf and dock from the trap, the person can be Tobeah him Lidin, as opposed to if it's only gezel when he darkei shalom. Once a person goes ahead and takes it, the person who set the trap cannot take him to din. But even according to Rabbi Yossi, that he says gezel gomer, this is only gezel gomer midarabana, not midarais. Mitzias cheres shaita v'katzon yesh behem mishum gezel mipnei darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gomer. Echer is said to be cotton that finds a mitzia, nobody can take it from him because of Darki Shalom, even though the Echer is said to be cotton is not koina, and since they are not b'nei das, they don't have a kinin, but in order to keep the peace, nobody would be allowed to take the mitzia from him. Rabbi Yossi says that it would be gezel gomra, meaning gezel gomra mit rabbanon, to take the mitzia from him. Ani ha-menake b'rosh ha-zayis, ma-shetachtov gezel mipnei darki shalom. An ani that went to the top of an olive tree to take some of the matanos that a person has to give to aniyim, such as shikra and peah, and he started knocking down the olives from the top of the tree in order that he will go back down and gather them all up. Anything that is under that olive tree would be considered gezel. Nobody is allowed to take it in order to keep the peace, even though the ani did not actually make a kinyan on these zeitim, as he just knocked them down from the top of the tree. He didn't take them in his hand, so there is no kinyan, but nobody can take them from the bottom of the tree because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi Omer gezel gomor. It would be gezel gomor for somebody to take those olives that the ani knocked down to the bottom of the tree. And as we said, according to Rabbi Yossi, if somebody would take those olives, then the ani would be able to be tovea him b'din. Ein memachim b'yad aniye goyim baleket u'bashikra u'bapea b'pnei darkei shalom. We do not protest if aniye goyim, poor people that are goyim, take leket, shikra, and pea because of darkei shalom, even though the leket, shikra, or pea is matanos for aniye yisrael, not for goyim, but if goyim do take it, we don't stop them in order to keep the peace. They shouldn't come to fight.